Sinfonians Magazine, January 2025. Dear friends, it's hard to believe that we stand at the cusp of another new year. As the new year dawns, we are conscious of the benefits of looking back with thanksgiving, taking stock of where we are and looking to the future with anticipation. As this magazine goes to print, we are preparing to say farewell to our curate, Andy, after 3.5 years of very fruitful ministry among us. Andy has endeared himself to people of every generation and has been an outstanding colleague. He has supported people through the best and the worst of times with wonderful pastoral care. He has been courageous and imaginative in mobilising outreach ventures like welcoming a family fleeing the war in Ukraine, training teams to go into a local school to help with literacy and numeracy, and recent events like our guest service in September. He also assisted at the Christmas film outreach, where we welcomed people from the community to watch a movie and share something of the true meaning of Christmas. Andy has brought reverence and dignity to leading worship and prepared thoroughly for preaching and teaching. He also initiated the Hedge Project with the help of his wife Jackie and has offered a great connection point for people from the home educated community. He has wonderful gifts which will enrich his new congregations greatly in Clonallen and Warren Point and Ross Trevor. We hope to bring some cars to his service of introduction on January the 6th in Kilbroney. Our loss is definitely Clonallen and Warren Point and Ross Trevor's gain, and we assure Andy, Maddie and Emmy, Andy, Jackie, Maddie and Emmy of our best wishes and prayers as they enter a new season. We will always be grateful for all they brought to this place. Can we ask people to let the office or the rector know if anyone from their family or household is in hospital? Under new data protection laws, hospital chaplains are no longer allowed to inform us as once they did. This can mean people are in hospital at times for weeks without anyone being aware they are there. We recognise that being in hospital and going through illness are very difficult experiences, and it has always been a priority for us to visit and pray with parishioners and their families at such times. So please keep us informed if a visit would be helpful. We are always glad to visit in people's homes and nursing homes. So if there is any reason you want someone to call with you, please let us know. We have been encouraged by the response to our Mind Matters project around the topic of mental health. Please see the article in this month's magazine about the event at the end of January, which will offer people the opportunity to gather information and hear from a variety of organisations about the services they provide. It might be a great event to invite friends or neighbours to come along to, as so many people are finding life tough in these days. Can I say a huge thank you to the very generous responses to our Bishop's Appeal collection for the situation in the Middle East and the Christmas Appeal for Christians Against Poverty. We look forward to James Miles from CAP coming to share about the very important work on the 19th of January at our morning service. You will also find in this month's magazine a new feature as parishioners share their personal memories of the parish over the years. We are trying to capture and trigger important memories of life in the parish between involvement in organisations and activities and memorable parish events. Thank you to Mrs. Jean Wallace for her beautiful article this month, and maybe it might inspire you to put some of those memories down and send them to the parish office at St Finian's 100 years at outlook.com. If you don't do email, we can organise someone to come and help you capture these special memories. Can I also say thank you to everyone for all the work behind the scenes to make Christmas such a special season for us all. Thank you especially to those who can no longer come in person but pray constantly and tune in online. There is a huge amount of extra administration in the office. The technology team have a lot of extra services to prepare. Thank you to our choir and band at our Connect service. Thank you to the Glebe wardens who dealt with the storm damage after Storm Dara. Thank you to our church wardens, Julie and Rosemary. Thank you to the many involved in the catering events like Andy's farewell and funeral teas and the weekly refreshments we enjoy after services. The flowers were beautiful, the Christmas tree wonderful, and the Advent wreath and the candles for Christmas services. As at every time of year, there are so many hidden volunteers offering wonderful activities for our community, and when people are so busy, it makes such a difference. We greatly appreciate all the work that you do. May I take this opportunity to wish you and your household a happy and healthy 2025 with very best wishes, Jonathan Price, Rector, telephone 02890 793 822. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will recommence on Thursday, 2nd of January at 7 p.m. If you would like to join us, send an email to zoom2stfinian@btconnect.com. ZOOM to TOSTFINNIAN@btconnect.com or contact the rector. Andy's service of an introduction. Andy's service of introduction will be held in Kilbroney at 7:30 p.m. on the 6th of January. If you would like to go, please contact the parish office. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 075 139 47504. Email robsmill24@gmail.com. robsmill24@gmail.com. Creche. A creche is now available during the 11 a.m. services. Feel free to leave your children over to the hall at any point before or during the service. Divine Healing Ministries. The Divine Healing Ministries service will be held on Tuesday, 28th January at 7:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome. From the Registers, 2024. Christian Burial. 3rd December, Ken Sloan. 4th December, Samuel Robinson. 12th December, Susan Hilton. 23rd December, Jim Clark. Christians Against Poverty Christmas Appeal. A huge thank you to all who contributed to this year's CAP Christmas Appeal. Over £1,000 received in cash and gift vouchers and an abundance of toiletry sets means we can help our clients with the extra costs associated with Christmas. With these and some extra food items, they will be able to have a Christmas they were not expecting. Last year, 85 families in Northern Ireland went debt-free. How different this Christmas will be for them than last year, as the financial burden associated with Christmas has been lifted. Our prayer is that next year, many of the families we are presently helping will be able to experience that freedom a debt-free Christmas brings. Thank you sincerely for being part of that journey. May your generosity of spirit result in what God promised the children of Israel before they entered the promised land. You shall give freely, and your heart shall not be grudging when you give, because for this the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all you undertake. Deuteronomy 15:10. From James Mild, Christians Against Poverty. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is welcome to join us for tea and coffee and scones and friendship in the sexton's room after the service. Please note that the services will resume on the 8th of January. Community Health Fair, Thursday, 30th of January. The next event in the Mind Matters programme is a community health fair, which will take place on Thursday, 30th of January, between 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. in the Houston Hall and the Sexton's Room. Representatives from 20 different health and social care organisations in the voluntary and healthcare sectors will be bringing information to share with you about where you can get advice and support. You will have the opportunity to go around, chat with them, and have a cup of tea or coffee while you're at the event. Please bring a friend. This event is open to everyone in the local community. We hope to see you there. Services for January. Sunday, 5th of January, Epiphany. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Connect Service in Houston Hall. 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday, 12th of January, Baptism of Our Lord. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Holy Communion. 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday, the 19th of January, the second Sunday after Epiphany. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, Christians Against Poverty. 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday, 26th of January, the third Sunday after Epiphany. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Morning Prayer. 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Confirmation. On Thursday, 21st of November, a confirmation service was held in the church. Congratulations to Patrick Senior, Patrick Junior, Grace, Lewis, Harry, Connor, and Catherine, who were all confirmed on the night. Community Movie Night. Special thanks go to Charmaine and Mark for having the vision, commitment and generosity to organise the community movie night in December. Despite the stormy weather, the event was well attended. The children loved the film and went away with a goodie bag and a memento of the bell from the film engraved with that all-important message, believe. Register of Vestry Members. The Register of Vestry Men and Women will be updated in January 2025 and reviewed at the Select Vestry at its meeting on Tuesday, the 18th of February 2025. The individuals recorded in the register may stand for election to the Select Vestry at the Easter General Vestry and may vote in the election. Anyone wishing to be registered must complete a form of declaration by the 13th of February so that their name may be added to the register. Forms are available from the church wardens on the parish website and from the secretary to the Select Vestry, Mrs. May Lavery, whose email is secretarystefinians@outlook.com. secretarystfinians@outlook.com. Craig Crafters. Craig Crafters will resume at 10:30 on Tuesday, 7th of January. Come along to knit, sew, crochet, or any other craft you like to do. You don't need to be an expert. A warm welcome will be given to all. Janet Johnson, 077-1188-5203. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and the church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday, 25th of January. See you then. Jim Hockey, Glebe Warden. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello ladies and Happy New Year to you all. Helen, Caroline, Dorothy and I wish you good health and a warm friendship throughout 2025. We are very pleased to begin the year by welcoming our rector to the meeting on Wednesday the 8th at 2 p.m. Jonna will give a talk to build us up as we face whatever 2025 will bring. Our meeting on Wednesday 22nd will be more casual than usual. It will revolve round getting to know each other better and strengthening our bonds of friendship. A very warm welcome is extended to any ladies who wish to join us. Julie, 0781-4928-398. Free will offering envelopes 2025. The free will offering envelopes for 2025 are available for collection. If you haven't picked up your envelopes already, please collect them at the back of the church. If you donate by standing order to the parish, envelopes were not ordered for you, apart from a few donors that specifically ask that they receive envelopes also. Like other churches, St. Finian's depends on the generosity of parishioners for all our general income. Without this, we could not continue as a local place of worship, witness, support and fellowship. At the beginning of the new year, we would like to thank all who support the work of the parish by their regular giving, by envelope or standing order. Your donations are greatly appreciated. Brian Lavery, Honorary Treasurer. St. Finian's History Project, 1932 to 2032. To celebrate 100 years of St. Finian's, we would like to collect your stories of the people, events, and changes in the parish to publish in future magazines. Do you have photographs from over the years, old church magazines, any material for display purchases, information about church organisations, anything else that might be relevant? We are interested in your memories, particularly from older members of the congregation and people who have belonged to the parish since childhood. If you would like to write a paragraph or two, around 250 or 300 words, you can post this to Linda Campbell at the church office or email your story to stfinians100years@outlook.com. That's St. Finian's 100 years at outlook.com. We would be grateful if any contribution could be submitted in Word document format for ease of editing. If you're aware of anyone who might need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. The first article in this history series can be found over Leaf. Our thanks go to Jean Wallace for sharing her memories. St. Finian's History, Jean Wallace. I have been a member of St. Finian's for almost 71 years. I well remember the day I first saw St. Finian's. My friend and I were out walking past the American graveyard, all those little white crosses, so sad, on the rocky road. This was before the dual carriageway was built. It was a Sunday evening, and there was St. Finian's. We thought how lovely it looked. People were coming out of the church, standing around chatting. Little did I know what a big part it would play in my life. I hadn't even met my husband at this point. Our children were baptised, confirmed and married in St. Finian's. Our 7 grandchildren were also baptised in the church. My husband William is resting in the Garden of Remembrance, where I will join him one day. I have known all the rectors, Canon Houston, Bishop Mahaffey, Canon Batty and now Jonathan, as well as all of the curates. I've always been proud to say I belong to St. Finian's. The American Graveyard, Rocky Road. During the war years, the American Graveyard, as it was known, was where the bodies of American servicemen were buried. The graveyard was neatly kept with little white crosses, and there were cherry trees planted there. After the war, the bodies were repatriated and the area became a field once again. However, in 2005, Castlereagh Borough Council decided to place a plaque at the site and subsequently erected a monument in 2013. The council recognised the importance of preserving history for future generations. The monument is now well tended and will be forever a place of remembrance and respect for those who lost their lives during the Second World War. Kay Johnson, née Close, our former sexton, lived with her family on the Rocky Road. She was a child at the time, but remembered the graveyard and the American soldiers who looked after it. Kay often told stories of how, on her way to and from Castlereagh Primary School on Church Road, the American soldiers were kind to the children. On the other side of the graveyard was a German prisoner of war camp, and Kay remembered the prisoners trying to talk to the children through the fence. They often made little wooden animals and handed them through the fence to the children. Mother's Union. Hello everyone. Here we are at the turn of the year again. There are certain big days in the calendar which we all mark, such as Easter Day, Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Among others, not so obvious, like May Day and Midsummer's Day or Halloween. Have you heard the phrase, whatever you do on the first day of the year, you will do all year round? I heard this in the prison comedy Porridge, spoken by Mr. Mackay, a prison officer, to a new batch of inmates. Thus many of us make resolutions to change the often poor habits of a lifetime for better ones. Apparently the old rituals surrounding New Year, like first footing, and in other cultures things like smashing plates, eating 12 grapes, are designed to bring good luck. However, Christian people would not go along with those type of traditions. When the holidays are over and everyday life resumes, then it's then that what's important to us is revealed. Here are a few lines of a 1972 song, Any Old Kind of Day, by the late Harry Chapin. And it was just any old kind of day, the kind that comes and slips away, the kind that fills up easily my life's time. Isn't life like that sometimes? Say, for example, you've got a cold and you can't be bothered doing anything, so the day goes by. That's normal, but as I get older, I can't really afford to live in an aimless way. Each day is a new gift with opportunities to learn, reflect, and treasure. So to revisit one failure, which I've mentioned before, i.e. not finishing reading the Bible in a year, I'm going to give it another go, along with the lines of what our former late rector Noel Batty called Granny cramming for her finals. We are also looking forward to our January branch meeting at 10:30 a.m. Note the revised start time, when our own Gillian Stevenson will be leading us. See full details opposite. Liz, myself, Julie, and our other committee members, Joan, Carol, Belinda, and Karen, join me in wishing you a happy new year. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary. St Finian's Mothers Union invite all the ladies of the parish to celebrate Women's Little Christmas, Nollag na Bán, on Saturday, 4th of January, 2025, 10:30 to 12:30 in the Houston Hall. Ladies, this is for you. Learn about and celebrate Nollag na Bán, Women's Little Christmas. Come and enjoy the crack. Reflect on the year that has passed and look forward to the year that lies ahead. Gillian Stevenson. The Mother's Union Prayer. Loving Lord, we thank you for your love so freely given to us all. We pray for families around the world. Bless the work of the Mother's Union as we seek to share your love through the encouragement, strengthening, support of marriage and family life. Empowered by your Spirit, may we be united in prayer and worship, and in love and service reach out as your hands across the world. In Jesus' name, Amen. St. Finian's Boys Brigade. The following are the starting dates for 2025 for the BB and Anchor Boys. New Year Return. Company and Junior Sections, 6th of January. Anchor Boys, 7th of January. Messy Church. Hello, friends. At our last Messy Church of 2024, Andy began the day explaining to us that we should never feel scared or alone because Jesus, our faithful shepherd, is right there with us and will never leave us. The day was jam-packed with activities. We enjoyed some festive crafts together and the children got to make some beautiful lanterns, decorated cones for their trees, Christmas cards and coloured nativity baubles. Thank you to all the parents, grown-ups and grandparents for their help with crafts and for the support in bringing each child to the quarterly sessions. We would like to thank Andy for all his help in making Messy Church such a fun place to be. We shall miss you and your joyous way of sharing faith. We pray that God would richly bless you and your family as you take up your new appointment as priest in charge come the new year. Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God will be with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. The Messy Church Team. Samaritan's Purse 2024 Shoebox Appeal. Our heartfelt thanks to everyone who donated or put together a shoebox in person or online. Janet and all the crafting folk lovingly filled 24 boxes for the children of the Samaritan's Appeal, which gave us a final total of 84 parcels of sunshine for those needy, marginalised children. All of our boxes will be going to Bosnia this year, while the online boxes will be delivered to Malawi. Our prayers are with you and those you love as we enter a new year filled with the hope given to us through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. Proverbs 19:11. Mark and Charmaine. Flower donation rota, January. 5th, Mrs. H. McKnight. 12th, Mrs. J. Cunningham. 19th, Mr. R. Hamilton. 26th, Mrs. D. Smith. St. Finian's Toddlers. The Toddlers group finished the year with a Christmas party and some very special visitors. Thanks to Santa and his elves for taking the time to visit at their busiest time of year. We also bid a fond farewell to Andy and thank him wholeheartedly for his commitment to the group over the past few years. We will miss him greatly and we wish him and his family well for the next chapter of their lives. The St. Finian's Toddlers group will resume in the new year at 10 a.m. Monday, 13th of January, 2025. St. Finian's Pilates. Hi everyone. Happy New Year and hopefully a healthy one too. Last month I started looking at Pilates and sport and provided a general introduction to the role that it can play in maintaining fitness and flexibility to help reduce injuries. This month I'd like to consider the subject in relation to football, which is a sport played by millions at elite and grassroots levels across the world. It will come as no surprise, given the money and pressures involved in the English Premier League, that injuries are perhaps the biggest headache for managers and players alike. Many of the injuries sustained on the football pitch are unavoidable, resulting from the inherently physical nature of the game. But many injuries that can see players sidelined for weeks are certainly avoidable and may be linked to the balance of their muscles and lack of flexibility. Fortunately, a growing number of physiotherapists attached to football clubs and academies are now using Pilates, and this has been recognised by the English FA with their head of sports medicine stating that Pilates, with its focus on muscle balance, is an important aspect in the prevention of injuries. Some of the most common football injuries include hamstring strains, groin and ankle injuries, and back problems, resulting from placing the stress on the wrong part of the body during the act of kicking, for example. Much of the problem lies with muscle imbalances, such as strong, overworked quadriceps, tight hamstrings, shortened anterior ankle muscles, tight hip flexors, weak core stability, and overworked back extensors. This will result in poor trunk and pelvic stability and very poor flexibility. The following exercises are recommended for inclusion in an exercise program to address the most common issues. Roll downs, the dart, and spine curls will help increase spine flexibility and stability. Hamstring and hip flexor stretches, single and double leg stretches, and sideline quadricep stretches will address the problem of shortened tight muscles. Curl ups, including oblique, and side rolls will help with core and lower back mobility and strength. In addition, it is important to include balance exercises such as standing on one leg, especially on the weaker side, to increase balance and body control and help avoid injuries caused by losing balance during simple movements. Obviously, the majority of us will not be placing the same stresses and strains on our bodies as professional footballers do, but the principles remain the same no matter what level of sport and activity we are involved in, and these exercises will help prevent injury for amateur and casual participants alike. Take care and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested to go towards church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, please contact me, John Waterworth, by phone 0794 1368 546, or email at jcworth@yahoo.co.uk. Contact details: Rector, telephone 0289079382. Church office hours: Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone 0289079793. Email office.craige@down.anglican.org. office.craige@downgl.anglican.org. Magazine by email: why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. 0289079793. 7927973 or email office.craige@down.anglican.org. Please send articles for inclusion in the February magazine to office.craige@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office by noon on Tuesday, 7th of January. Don't forget to check out the church website www.stfinians.org or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/StFinians.